Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are doing a topic talk, and the topic is, what does your dream home look like? So, Sochal, describe your dream home.
Well, I really like this one because I had my dream home pictured for a while now, but it would ideally be on a big plot of land, like a big plot of land, because I don't really want to have any like close by neighbors or anything. Mm-hmm. So ideally it'd be on a big plot of land, and it would be, I think there'd be 2 sections. So it'd be like one main home and then one like little home in the back.
Like a guest home.
Yeah, like a guest home. Yeah, a guest house. So the main home would be 2 floors. I really have thought 2 floors with no basement. I never really thought about the basement aspect, but it would be, you would like walk in, there'd be a little place to like take your shoes off, and then it'd be like the living room and the dining room. Then it'd be the kitchen. And then it'd be like stairs to the second floor. And then there'd be a guest room right here after that. And then there'd be a big open space type room in the back where you could, with like a whole panel of windows in the back, so you could like do art or music or anything back there.
Oh, like a flex room. Like whatever, you could make it whatever you want it to be.
Right. Yeah. It's just like a huge open space, like running the whole back length of the house. And then upstairs, it would be like a bedroom and the bathroom upstairs. Oh, the guest bedroom would also have a bathroom downstairs. And then it would be like a front balcony type of area with a small like landing after the stairs, and then 2 rooms between that front balcony and the bedroom, bathroom situation. And I guess one of them would be like a spare room and the other one would be like a music room or art room or something like that. So,
Okay.
and
Is there a swimming pool in this house?
the back room has like a, the back house, I think, would have like a little, like a pond or something nice. And
Oh,
then
okay.
koi pond or something.
You're
And
not
then,
swimming in there. A koi pond. Okay, it's more about
yeah.
beauty, looking beautiful, being, peaceful. Not
Yeah.
a party house. This is like a
No.
peaceful house. Okay.
Yes, a peaceful house. And then it would have like, it would be a little, just like a little guest house, like a one story cottage looking guest house.
Yeah, we call this the mother-in-law suite sometimes.
Yes, that's literally what it would be for, actually. So that, like, if I get
Yeah.
married and their parents want to stay, or my parents want to stay, or my parents get sick, or their parents get sick, they can stay back there.
Yeah.
It'd be
Yeah.
like a small house
Right.
separate from the main
It's
house.
got like a little
Because,
kitchen in it, and it's got, its
yeah.
own bathroom and its own like living room, and but
And
it's
its
small.
own bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of a small, yeah, like
Yeah.
a mother-in-law suite. That's exactly what it would be.
Okay.
And I would want it to be like colonial Mexican style,
I was
like
gonna ask
Hacienda.
you that. Is this modern? Is this like a
It's an
ranch
Hacienda.
house? Okay, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Like an
Colonial.
Hacienda style home. So it's kind of like inside, the, a lot of the floors would be like clay tile, red clay tile, and like, it'd have a lot of windows and it'd have the arches that colonial hacienda homes have. And it'd be
I'm thinking a
built.
lot of like pastel colors or something like that. Was...
No, actually, it would be a lot of like jewel tones. So it'd
Oh,
be
okay.
like
Yeah.
kind of a clay, kind of a, what's that color?
Mosaics, like mosaics kind of stuff,
Yeah, and
things like that.
oh, the color just slipped again. It's that orange terracotta, like
A
terracotta
terracotta.
colored
Yeah.
floors. And then the bedroom would be like an emerald green, and the bathroom would be kind of a jade green color.
Okay.
And then the guest bedroom would probably be like a pastel kind of lavender or lilac color. But other than that, the kitchen would be like yellow, and it would have like mosaic. And yeah, it'd be full of a lot of like jewel tone kind of colors.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling. I can kind of understand what you're talking about because I watched a movie called Frida about Frida Kahlo, the artist, and they had like
Yes.
this amazing house that they lived and painted in. And I'm kind of thinking like that, those colors. I think it was a very bold kind of house,
Home.
the home. But maybe yours is a little bit more subtle, like it's
I
not
think mine
quite
would be
as
a little
loud. Yeah.
traditional, kind of like what Frida grew up in the movie, with the courtyard and stuff like that, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would have some bright kind of jewel tones, a kind of like a lot of vintage style. Hard to explain, but that would be my ideal home. And it
Yeah.
would be a relaxing home. No swimming pool. I think the biggest things I'd want is like a home theater type of situation.
Yeah.
I never use swimming pools or anything, but I would like a big bathtub because we have a swimming pool in the house I grew up in, and like I barely ever, no one barely ever uses a pool. So
This is the exactly what happens to everybody that has a pool, is that you think you're going to use it every day, and you use it like if I added up like all the time that I spent in that pool in my life, it was probably like 4 hours,
yeah, and then like when you're a kid, you use it probably more, but as soon as you grow into like the teenage years, you don't use it as much. And then everyone else wants to use your pool.
They want
And
to have
there's
a
always
party.
people like trying to use your pool. That's literally what it's like to have a house with a pool. It's like there's always
Yeah.
other people asking if they can come over and use your pool.
Here's a hint to our listeners out there. If you get a pool, everybody's going to want to use your pool. And if you buy a truck, everybody's going to ask you to help them move. So
Yes.
don't buy a
Yeah.
truck and don't get a pool. Just don't do it. It's not worth it.
He usually just never uses a pool. I think a home theater is something I would use much more than like a pool.
Yeah. Maybe a hot tub, actually. I would use a hot
Yeah,
tub. Yeah.
a jacuzzi kind of situation or like a hot tub or just a nice big bath. Like for me, like the bathroom would be kind of jade tile colored, like jade colored tile, and the bathroom would, the tub would be the same color and it'd be pretty big. So you could just really chill in a tub like it's a hot tub or something. But
Yeah.
because I can't, even I'm short and tiny, and in the homes in the US, like I still, most of my body sticks out of the tub when I'm taking a, you know what I mean? Like it's,
I'm 6'8". I'm 2 meters
yeah.
tall. I haven't taken a bath in since I was a child, you know. It's not a
Right, it's
thing, you
pointless.
know. Yeah, it's pointless.
Pointless.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, what would your dream home look like? I'm curious.
Ah, okay. Well, mine is more in like a modern kind of like modern style, you know, new architecture, modern but it's still, you know, nothing crazy, but like I'm thinking like a two-story house. I like that. I do, after, you know, we just talked about hating pools. I want a pool with a hot tub attached to it in the backyard.
Yeah, oh my gosh. The amount of upkeep that my dad is always doing on the pool too, it's such a pain.
I just figure,
But
like, if I can buy my dream home, I can pay someone to deal with my pool. I'll just pay a
okay,
pool
that's true.
guy. Yeah, he can come
But
in, like.
I'll be real with you, like you, like Gen X and boomers, like you'd rather just do it yourself than pay. Like in the reality of it, you're like, oh, I can do
The
that.
chemicals and all that sort of stuff, I'm like, you know, you got to get it just right. Like, if it's wrong, you can burn your eyes with the chlorine in the pool. It can, you
Yeah,
know,
or you can
cause
get like
problems.
spill muriatic acid on yourself and burn your like limb off. So it
Yeah,
is scary.
yeah, yeah. You got to be really careful. So I think I would just pay. This, by the way, this is like in Florida. So this is like in a warm climate.
Ah.
So we're in Florida. It's kind of like a
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Modern style house. It's not like a colonial or traditional home or anything. It's just a kind of modern style. And yeah, it's got two stories. There's a pool in the back with like a cage. They call it a cage in Florida, but it's actually like a net that covers the whole back area so no bugs can come in. And there's a barbecue and a bar and a hot tub and like tiki torches. And, you know, like it's got the whole, like, you know, hanging out in the back by the pool vibe. You can hang out at night or you can have a pool party during the day. And so maybe there's like a pool table out there because it's kind of like indoor outdoor, so it's covered but it's not covered. I know this is the most Gen X description
You
you've
know,
ever
it's just
given,
crazy
but
to me because it's like you actually are thinking of a luxury home, and I realize how simple mine sounded. And it's just funny because between our generations, there's a huge gap where like my generation doesn't even own property. So for me, like thinking like that's like a luxury home, like what I thought of. And then what you're talking about is like a real luxury home, and that didn't even cross my mind, you
I know this
know?
is like my dream home is like a real home. Like they sell these homes, you know. It's not even, I'm not even using my imagination. You know, I don't really care about like the, I guess what I want is like high ceilings with arches inside. So definitely in the like Spanish style. I love Spanish tile. Like Spanish tile roof is really cool. In that like terracotta color that you're talking about, I like that. And I like big arches because I'm really tall. So when I, you know, go through my house, I don't want to be like ducking my head down.
Right, you want like high ceilings and stuff.
Yeah, I want really high ceilings. I don't even care about the second floor. I'm okay with like a ranch style home where it's just like a one
Floor.
story. As long as there's like, you know, a master bedroom with its own bathroom and then access to the pool outside and then like a nice big open kitchen with like a big island. We call it, the island is like a big kitchen table type thing. Like it's not a table, but do you know what I mean? Like a
Yeah, we have one in my home and in Kentucky. Well, my parents' home. It's like in the middle of the kitchen and it's like a table, kind of, but it's like part of the. You
You don't
can't move
really
it.
eat there at the island. You can. I mean, you could put like stools and eat at the island, but it's
We
not a
do eat at
dining room.
islands.
You guys didn't get it?
We used to eat at the island like it was the dining room because it was just the most convenient.
Yeah, that's
So we
true. A
had
lot
these like
I
high stools on it and we would just all eat at the island.
That's what we have too. We have an island and we put high stools in there and we eat there like a kitchen table. So I guess it is
People
actually
do eat at the
Now that I
island
think about it, yeah, I do the same thing. I like a nice big living room with a huge TV, like a big, you know, projector TV or something like that, where,
Yes, I want a big TV
yeah, I
too.
would like a movie theater, but I don't need like a proper movie theater. You know, some people build like a movie theater in their house with like
That's ridiculous to me.
theater
Well, I would want,
chairs. Yeah.
yeah.
That's just like a it's a
Too
gaudy
much.
rich person
Yeah.
thing, you know.
It's like tacky.
Yeah, but
What's
I want like a big L sofa, like a really big one, so that like,
Oh, yeah. Those comfortable ones. Sorry, go ahead.
yeah, big fluffy ones where I can like lie down on one and my wife can lie down on the other and we don't have to like over intersect, you know, like we,
Right.
yeah.
You're both like comfortable.
Yeah. So we're, you know,
Both
you're
like
sitting.
sleep on this L sofa.
Exactly. So as we watch Netflix, we just drift off and fall asleep because we're getting old.
And like the couch is just as comfortable as the bed.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that's the
yeah.
vibe.
Half the
I
time
want
you sleep on the couch anyway. Like you just spend half the time there.
that. Right.
Yeah, so you know, that's my dream home. You know, I would love to just have a big, comfortable, nice house where lots of people can come over and we can enjoy our time together, barbecue in the by the pool, maybe play a game of billiards in my billiards table that's kind of in the outside. Like the pool area is kind of like has is covered with a roof, so it's like indoor, outdoor. It's kind of like in between.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then there's like a little bar there, but I don't drink, but my friends do, so I can like mix cocktails.
mocktails too, and you can have mocktails for
Yeah,
yourself.
I could have mocktails. Yeah, I could just juice and, soda and spritzer and all that stuff. Yeah, so that's my dream home. I
It's
feel
pretty
like
cool.
as we describe this, we need to provide blueprints, in the
I
description of
know. Next episode, we'll do a little drawing or I can make one in The Sims and take a screenshot of what my dream house looks like.
That's
Yeah.
a good idea.
So, yeah, I get you. A lot of my rooms, the rooms I'm thinking of, would be taken up by hobbies. Like, I'd have a sewing room, an art room, a music room, and maybe a gym. So I wouldn't have to go to the gym. I could just do it in my home.
Oh yeah, and I totally forgot my man cave. One of the rooms.
Oh,
Yeah.
Jack. Sorry, go ahead.
I know, 'cause I'm such a Gen Xer.
That's a
I need a
boomer.
podcasting room, So it's like it's got my desk and all my computer and all my stuff so I can do recording and play music and my guitars and all the stuff that my wife hates. I can put it all in one room and then that's like my secret, spot where I can go and just play my guitar, record podcasts, do all that kind of work that I love to do. So I got to have my man cave. We call it, and for our listeners out there, man cave is kind of like a joke. It's like a bear cave, like a cave where a bear lives. We call it a man cave, which is basically like a room where it has all the men things that men would love, but I think it's a little bit sexist to call it a man cave because I think women enjoy playing music and having their own space,
Right.
so but that's the
I think a
name.
hobby room is like a better name
Yeah,
for it.
hobby room is a much more politically correct name to use. I like that
Yeah,
better.
but a man cave is something that people used to say. It was kind of back in the days, it was kind of like a jerky kind of thing, because it was like you have your beer in there and your tacky stuff that your wife doesn't let you have in the main area. And
Yeah.
so it was kind of like in a place only for the guys to hang out and whatnot.
Watch football, drink beer, and play darts and do that kind of stuff. I think, a long time ago, they used to call it a den. But a den was much more sophisticated, right? Like a den
Den
was.
is like a space where it's kind of like a living room, but more private. Like a living room, like people would come visit you and they could sit in your living room, and your den was like more where you had your TV and your space and stuff. But it was like a
Yeah.
family room, sort of.
Yeah. Or even like a father's den, even way back in the 50s, was like where your dad's office is,
Oh,
like
right.
my father's den, and it's like you don't go there. It's got a leather sofa chair and cigars, smoking cigars and, reading books and stuff like that, or smoking a pipe or whatever. But,
I would definitely have an office still.
yeah, I think an office. That's probably the best way to call it. Just call it an office or a hobby room. I think those are the best descriptors. Yeah.
All right, listeners. Well, if you liked and enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us a message or an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and join our WeChat WhatsApp groups to talk to Jack and I directly. We would love to hear what your dream home would look like. And maybe next week we will show you guys a little blueprint of what our dream homes look like. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.